You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do. God of wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. So glad that you have set your dial on 89.9 today. And, of course, this is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And I am blessed to be here with the team. Dr. David, Bishop David.
Yes, all of those titles.
All those titles?
Yeah, they all, well, except for doctor, I really didn't.
Not doctor.
Didn't earn one of those.
Didn't earn that, okay. Nah. Well, you were
a doctor in comedy.
A doctor of comedy.
doctor of comedy.
That's because I keep him in stitches.
Okay, all right. Well, David, we're blessed to have you on team. And Karen, good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
It's good to have you along. And we also have the executive. Mm. It is the executive director, right? It can't just be director because you have to be an executive director.
Well, I have a bunch of directors that are absolutely phenomenal.
They're phenomenal people. Yeah, so Sue Chess is with us today. And, of course, we're going to be talking about CareNet and some great things that are coming up. And I heard her share something the other day that just really grabbed my heart. And I thought, you know, we've got to get this information out there. I think there's a banquet coming up.
Indeed.
So we're going to talk about all of that. But to get started, Dave, Karen, what do you have for the mailbag? I know we have a few things that have drifted into our mail since last week.
Yes, well, we had a gift that was sent in by Cheryl. I'm not sure where she's from.
Thank you, Cheryl.
We thank you that. And she says, "Please find and close my donation towards your ministry. And have a blessed day." And we certainly are. In fact, we'll have several of those because of you. And then we do have something. You know, we talk about people, Christians should be involved in what's going on around them.
Absolutely.
And whenever we have a release, info release from Martin County, or any other county, which hasn't, they haven't been doing that, but for Martin.
Palm Beach may start. I think I've got some ticklers coming from Palm Beach County.
That there's a vacancy on the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, and these are made up of folks who live in Martin County. They can't have any direct connection to any of the vendors that are used by the county, of course, in the park.
Okay.
But to advise the county commission on issues pertaining to parks and recreation. And if you have an interest in this, you can contact Donna Gordon, who is at the administration offices for Martin County. Her phone number is 772-288-5756. Or you can reach her by email at dgordon@martin.fl.us.
Dave, again, I want to just say that so many times I'll have people say to me, "I wish I knew what I could do to make a difference." And I'm not sure what people are looking for to make a difference because there's so many things that need to be done.
Yeah.
And this is just one of those things where, you know, if you're an outdoors person, you have, you know, a love for preservation, maybe for some of the parks and recreation that's throughout the county. We have a lot of that in the state of Florida. But this is a way to build relationships with others from our county and to personally become involved in perhaps some of the advisory councils that may give some direction to what's going to happen in the future. But you just never know who you might be sitting next to on a board meeting. You may end up being able to have that opportunity to share the love of God. I mean, I trust that you find that God gives you these opportunities all the time, because he does. He does to all of us.
Absolutely.
What else do you have, Dave?
I think that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
What do you have, Karen? You're holding something up. It has a cat on the front.
Obviously, they always give me the cat stuff.
Well, why is that?
Well, why not?
Well, before the cat, we have a little note here from Diane.
Oh, our friend Diane.
Our consistently wonderful friend Diane.
Yep.
Who has a little note here. Thank you for spreading the gospel on WCNO. You're doing so well. Enclosed is a gift for March and April evangelism. God bless you every day. And then she enclosed a little brochure here about five basic steps to care for community cat colonies. Because there are people that do care about those outdoor cats.
Wait. Explain to me what a community cat colony is.
Well, apparently, you know, there's... When you've got feral cats, they
these are
all
homeless
in different
cats.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Homeless and anyway, so what they'll do is trap, neuter, and return them.
Okay.
Back into the colony, you know, to prevent further kittens being born.
Right. Growth.
And you know, it's possible for cats to live outside their whole lives. You know, so as long as they have a little bit of shelter, food, and water. So. Anyway.
So that's kind of great. So, Karen, you're going to keep us up to date on the cat news, and who knows, during prayer and share coming up, we may have some cat lovers that call in and want to have more information about that.
That's right.
Because that could happen.
They may.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Very good. Dave, why don't you just open us up with a moment of prayer, as we often do, to lift up our listeners?
Father God,
thank you, Father.
We are certainly thankful for the lives that we have today given to us by you, and the communities of which we are a part, also given to us by you. Father, we thank you for being on the air today, for sharing the gospel and the multiplicity of ways you've given us with music, with teaching and preaching, with this Wednesday Live and the wonderful things we're going to hear from Sue Chess and whatever else Jonathan, Karen, and I might come up with that we're not quite sure of yet. But above all, Lord, and to let us take this time to pray for your people in the Ukraine. All of those folks who are suffering, struggling, fighting for their freedoms in their streets.
Yes, Father.
And we pray, Lord God, we lift them up. Father, we pray for you to grant them a victory like you gave Gideon and his army. So small and yet in your power, so great. For Ukrainians are facing another Goliath situation, and we pray you would conquer that Goliath.
Thank you, Father.
And may enable them to keep their lives. Father, we speaking of lives at risk, Father, we continue to pray for the reversal of Roe v. Wade and for the Supreme Court as they're dealing with that issue. And Father, we pray your wisdom be poured out richly into their hearts to show not just what is right by your laws, but to look within the Constitution and see that it applies to the unborn as much as it applies to the born. And for everything else we do at this hour and throughout this day, Father, may we only do it to serve you, to bring you glory, as we come to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I had hoped to make contact with some of the leadership of the Inspired exhibit, but I must make mention of it because it continues through the 4th, through Friday the 4th. This is at Hope Sound Bible College that is in Hope Sound, Florida. We do have a little information here, and we know that rare Bibles and manuscripts, I believe there are at least 100 exhibits. And this is huge that's taking place at Hope Sound Bible College right now, this week. And so they had guests such as Josh McDowell, Danny McCain, alumnus of Hope Sound, as well as Scott Carroll, who is the director of the Inspired exhibit. And so this is going on this week. The exhibit's open during the day, and rare Bibles, manuscripts, archaeological finds, will be on display at the college. Great day trip for homeschoolers, for Christian schoolers, for Sunday school classes, for Bible studies, for every believer to stop in and tighten up your grip on understanding the huge, tremendous gift we have in the Word of God and how God has protected His words over history. Amen. And how many have sacrificed so that we could have what we have today. Again, this is at Hope Sound Bible College, 11298 Southeast Gomez Avenue, Hope Sound, Florida, 33455. And so the cost, thanks to the generous underwriting of Evergreen Private Care, this event is a free event that is open to the public. And so you can call for more information, of course, here at the station. We'll share what we have with you. Or you can go to info@inspiredexhibit.org.
I took my mom yesterday, Jonathan.
You did? Oh. Tell me about it.
It was amazing. I'm so glad I took her. She's 89 years old, an incredible Bible scholar, and loved every minute of it. But I want to tell you one of the really special things about this exhibit is that they have these guides, or they call them docents, which is a professorial type person who tells you stories about the artifacts. So you go through and you don't just learn the history of the artifact, but he hears stories surrounding it.
Wow.
Which stories always make things stick in my mind.
Sure.
Better. Absolutely. It was very, it was inspiring as an educational and entertaining all three.
So this is daily, 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Last entrance is at 7. So this is an interactive.
Yeah. You just walk through the exhibit.
Wow.
And they tell you stories about all of it. You can ask them questions about it. And and at the end of it, you use a printing press to actually print a page from 2 Samuel. And I have this beautiful picture of my 89-year-old mom printing a picture from, you know, printing.
Isn't that awesome?
Samuel. It's just really awesome.
Wow. So if you're just tuning in, Inspired Exhibit in Hope Sound at Hope Sound Bible College, this is an exhibit with rare Bibles, manuscripts, archaeological finds on display at the college. Walkthrough. This is an amazing exhibit, and that it is right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. What a gift. What a gift. And thanks so much to Evergreen Private Care. They are underwriting the expense of this event.
You're going to want to make a donation.
We'll want
to.
There's
a donation box at the end.
You can.
So take some cash.
Absolutely. Because this, I guess they move across the country. I know we had Josh McDowell come to one of our events, and I know just as a speaker, if you're trying to move speakers around, the cost of flight and all the other things is quite a bit. And so you will want to be a part of this, and you have through the end of this week. So if you need more information, give us a call. Karen's going to give out all that contact information now.
Yes, you can reach us at 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990.
And you know, we may have somebody that wants to call us and tell us about that concert that was in Palm City, David Phelps, that was there. Did you make it, Karen?
No, I didn't.
You did not make it, but...
I tried, but...
You just didn't quite make it.
I couldn't do it.
Maybe someone we gave some tickets away to might want to call and just let us know. Because I know that New Hope is in part desiring to bring to the area some wholesome, family-oriented ministry, music, concerts, etc. And I love it when churches do this, Sue. It's great. It's great. When I was a kid, this is how we dated. You know, my wife and I, we dated by getting the paper and saying, okay, well, the Baptists in West Palm, they're going to have this group, and then this is going on. And so, I mean, I can't even remember when I went to a movie the last time, even though there are some wholesome movies that are being produced, and we try to support those. But we just really don't do that. So I think maybe a lot of Christian people like us just go out and eat and kind of forget that, you know, there are opportunities to bring the body of Christ together like this that are really special. Sue, it is so great to have you with us today, and you have been put in a strategic place in what an important time in history. I kind of think about that so many times of Esther. Now, Mordecai just really drew a line in the sand and said, you know what, life isn't just an accident. There are God incidents that set us on the stage. And we can either move to faith or we can be moved by fear. But one way or the other, we have an opportunity, and I would say we actually have an obligation to take our day on that stage. You have done that in an awesome way. We thank you for your service to the unborn and to the body of Christ. And so you have some exciting things coming up. Tell us about it.
First of all, let me say all honor goes to God.
Amen.
Sometimes you just feel like you're in the right place at the right time, and you find yourself doing something and looking back and saying, wow, God, thanks for doing that through me.
God does that.
It's all through him.
It's humbling, isn't it?
It is. I love it. It's
when you realize, you just go, you know, so many times I think about, especially, you know, when compliments come, and you realize that God, by his Spirit, equips us and gifts us to be so much more dynamic and effective than, I mean, I don't even know who I would be if it wasn't for God in my life.
Same with me. Amen.
Yeah. It just is an amazing thing. And if unsaved people understood the blessing of the gift of God, I think they would line up for miles.
I do too.
Outside of our churches. If they could just for one moment experience that new birth, and then understand, wow, it just gets better from here, regardless of what we face.
Yeah.
Whatever happens doesn't change the fact that we are on the winning side. So we do give the glory to God. Certainly we do that, but we also give honor where honor is due.
Amen.
You have some events. You have an event that's coming up, very important event. Tell us about it, and how are we doing in getting the numbers together?
Well, I'm really kind of blown away by what God has done here, because we flipped our banquet and walk and made the banquet in the spring, and the walk is going to be in the fall, which meant that we just had a banquet 6 months ago.
Yes.
And here we are putting together another banquet right now. And it has been amazing to me to hear just today that our numbers are like 350 for Thursday night's attendance and 456 for Friday night's attendance, which is just huge.
Wow.
So there's still a few openings, but as you could just tell, probably Thursday night's going to be your better night to go if you can.
Right.
And all you have to do is call the center, and you do need to call it in. Don't wait by waiting and going on the website right now. In fact, we may even have shut them down there because the RSVP deadline has already passed.
Okay.
But if you call the center at 828, that's 772-828-3168, you can still register for the banquet up until tomorrow. We'll be doing the banquet seating tomorrow, and then it gets very difficult to add more people. You can possibly get added, but you may not be able to sit with who you want to. We'll just be plugging you into extra any blank spots on the seating chart.
So who should, I mean, I know we have listeners that have never been to one of these banquets. They don't know what takes place there. They don't know who should come, what it's all about. Tell us what happens at this banquet and why we as Christians really should be a part of this.
Well, we of course give a state of the ministry address. But then one of the things that we always try to do is bring somebody in as our main speaker who not only has a testimony, but has done something for the community that will be an educational benefit.
Okay.
And Dr. Lyle, an OBGYN, is coming to talk to us about the abortion pill reversal, about his amazing story, and the fact that he has successfully done abortion pill reversals right now. And we're going to talk here in just a minute about the abortion pill, but you're going to hear that this is just exploding how many abortions are being done via abortion pill.
Mm.
I would love to challenge any OBGYNs that are hearing this right now to sign up to come to the banquet, because you will be challenged. Yes, this is a fundraiser, and yes, we will be doing a call out for donations, but we also want you to come for the educational benefit. And then, of course, you'll hear just an incredible testimony this year of one of our client of the year in 2008 has now grown up, is 14 years old, and she's coming back with her dad. And so you're going to hear the story from a completely different aspect this year, from a dad and daughter instead of from a mommy. And so this story is amazing. I love it. I love it. It's just the most incredible story, and I can't wait to share it with everybody who's there. It's going to be a wonderful night. It's an incredibly uplifting night. It's not depressing. It's not a downer. It's a lifter, because you see the good things that God is doing in our community, as well as the fact that there are good things on the horizon, even if there are bad things that we are dealing with day in and day out.
And we can make a difference.
We are making a difference.
Yes.
We had more babies saved through CareNet's ministry in last year's statistics than ever before in any history, any year's history in our 30-some years on the...
Are you going to hold those out till the banquet?
Sure am. No. Yes, I'll have to because I have to do a final figure.
Sure, sure. But the word is that God is touching lives in the midst of the pandemic. Babies are being saved. Moms are being saved in this process. Families are being saved. Yeah. That is really awesome. So the banquet is coming up in March, and Thursday, a few spots available. Friday is basically almost full.
Yeah.
So people really need to make that phone call if you are like me and didn't get that reservation in.
Add four for Jonathan and his crew.
Add four for Jonathan. I know. Well, Sue, I told you, just put my name in and tell me where to be and what time and, you know, what color we're supposed to wear, and I'll try to show up. And my wife will help get me there in the Holy Spirit. But I love going to the banquets because I always leave so impacted by the number of lives that are changed and the number of people that are committed to see these lives saved. Businesses, you have a lot of participation from businesses and individuals, but it really is, it's the family coming together to work together, and God is really blessing in a huge way. Now, how many centers do you have now? I know you've grown.
We have three. In fact, we just celebrated Darwin Plaza's first year anniversary.
Wow.
And they are doing wonderful.
Fantastic.
It's just, they're one of the reasons that our statistics are as high as they are, because with three centers, you increase your reach, increase those that you're able to minister to. So it's all very wonderful. Three centers that we just praise God for. Every one of the staff that are just so wonderful, and our volunteers, who we could not do this ministry without them. They're incredible. But I want to mention that we have some legislators that are also underwriting the banquet, and we'll be at the
fantastic
event. Cool. So some of our legislators who are really stepping up to go on record as being pro-life.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, I listen to a really great radio station. It's 89.9 FM. Actually, you're listening to it today. This is Wednesday Live. But I heard you talking about the importance of ultrasound in one of your spots that's on air. And how is that whole, I think that's kind of like a kind of a newer area of vision and faith that you've stepped into.
Very much so. And I'm not the least bit discouraged that we don't have that person in place yet. I'm presently making a decision with God's help. I really would covet your prayers on that.
Okay.
I am almost certain I know God's direction. I have one more interview that I'm going to do with one of the nurses that came in and spoke with us. It's going to take a very special person to do this. It's not just, it's wonderful. Any nurse that is interested, we would love to have you sign up to be one of our volunteers. But this nurse is going to need to develop a program because this is brand new. This is going to be a full-time job for a nurse. And she's not only going to be a nurse that does ultrasound, and we're training her, sending her and training her to do the ultrasound, but she's also going to be our nurse manager who plans the way that we can expand this program into being even more. Wouldn't it be amazing if some OBGYN would step up and say, I want to partner with you to provide abortion pill reversals to our area? Because we send them to a doctor in Jupiter at this point if they are interested in the abortion pill reversal. So we need somebody local. Somebody local hearing me?
Yes, perhaps. Perhaps. And that person would call where?
772-828-3168.
Okay, let's talk about this reversal, reversal pill. I was not the reversal pill, but the reversal after the pill. When I heard you mention that, I wasn't aware that that was even possible. So certainly there are other people that just are not aware of this opportunity. And didn't you say like 3,000 or something?
Yes.
Successful.
3,000 successful, because do understand it's not always successful.
Sure.
Because of the way that it works. I mean, many people don't understand even the way that the chemical abortion works.
Explain it to us.
They give you the first drug, which is mifepristone. And the mifepristone basically shuts down the sustenance makes it so the baby is not developing anymore. It shuts down sustenance. It interferes with your body's natural production of progesterone, which feeds the baby in the mm-hmm. womb. And then after a certain amount of time, you take the second medication, which is a different drug, and it's called mifepristone. No, it is called misoprostol. Sorry, I knew okay. it was a different drug mm-hmm. entirely. Misoprostol, which basically causes your uterus to begin to contract and you expel the baby. Mm. And usually the baby is dead by the time that begins. But many times it's part of the process of ending the life of that baby. Mm-hmm. And then the mother delivers the tiny baby, which can sometimes be as large as an inch long, into her toilet or onto the shower floor through she's having labor pains that delivers this baby. Many times she is alone when she's delivering this tiny little baby, and it is incredibly painful. It's incredibly devastating to her emotionally, but moms don't know until they know. Until they have been through it, they don't know. And I mean, we've had clients tell us about their experience after they have gone through with it and describe it as horrendous. It's not just some gentle cramping that expels the baby and it's over. It goes on sometimes for days.
Wow.
And it's extremely traumatic. But the important thing to know is that many women take the first drug and then they have remorse and regret, and they don't want to go through with it. And there is an APR hotline, abortion pill reversal hotline, that we are able to connect them with that can give them a very large dose of progesterone and save the life of the baby sometimes. It doesn't always work, but sometimes it does. You would do an ultrasound to see if the baby is still alive. And if it is, then you would take the progesterone. So it means rapidly acting. Within 24 hours, often, it is too late. But sometimes it can be as long as 72 hours that she's given this medication to stop the abortion pill from working. And it can be reversed. It can literally be reversed. And as you said, over 3,000 times now, it has successfully been reversed. And there's all kind of pushback trying to stop that word from getting out there. But hear me when I say it has taken place successfully over 3,000 times. These babies are born. There's nothing wrong with these babies. These babies are born. It doesn't always end that way. But over 3,000 times,
wow,
it has
awesome.
Happened.
That's
so
awesome.
That is where we're at with it today.
What are the numbers with the pill, and who's taking this pill? Are these young people? Are they people of all ages? Or
the abortion pill has, for the first time in 2020, surpassed the surgical abortion. And the numbers today are 54% of abortions are now being done by the abortion
by
pill.
The pill.
And that's a 39% increase from 2017.
Wow.
39% increase. And of course, we don't have 2022 stats yet.
Right.
It's going to be even more. And 54% is huge. It is a win-win for the pharmaceutical company. Please understand, they're making as much money on the abortion pill as the abortion clinic was making on the surgical abortion.
Really?
Yes, they are charging as much for this pill, and most of the time. And because of that, this is a huge win-win for them. They don't have to pay for a brick-and-mortar building. They don't have to pay for an abortionist. They don't have to pay for staff. And of course, they don't have to pay for safety measures being done for the girl. She just walks into the ER when she goes into, if she is hemorrhaging and realizes this is hemorrhaging, this is too much bleeding for the abortion pill. And that's the great danger, is they're told to expect heavy bleeding. And sometimes the bleeding keeps going on, and it's no longer just the bleeding from the pill, it's hemorrhaging because she had an ectopic pregnancy, or because she took the pill too far along in her pregnancy.
Wow.
And so it can possibly be a life-threatening experience for her. But this is increasing. It's going on. And if they don't even have to have a doctor, then they don't even have to call to get permission to take the pill.
Wait a minute. You don't have to have a doctor to...
Well, thankfully, our state is trying to keep that from happening. But there are some states. The FDA greatly reduced the protection, the safety protocols on the abortion pill and during COVID. And we suspected this would happen when COVID hit. They decreased the safety protocols for this pill. So it is an increasingly dangerous situation that are being done for our girls, to our women. And it's all being done in the name of health, health benefits. It isn't a benefit to take this risk and take the abortion pill.
Wow. So once again, you're just tuning in today. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. This is Wednesday Live. So glad you joined us today. And we're just sharing together with Sue Chess, who is the executive director of CareNet, and talking about the reversal of this abortion pill. So in essence, in some states, the pill is just available to whoever wants it?
Mm-hmm. They can order it online.
Order it online.
See, what happened was there used to be all of these, they called them REMS, and it's not rapid eye movement. It's called REMS, and what that stands for is risk evaluation and mitigation strategies. These used to be in place where if girls had adverse effects, they reported them, and those would be gathered together to see whether or not a drug was safe.
So you had records.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, what they did was they eliminated everything unless it was fatal. So if it didn't kill you, it wasn't even reported as a risk.
Wow.
And so therefore, it makes it look a lot more safer than what it is. Mm. So, and then there's all the girls that may go to the emergency room. And we've seen an increase of girls going to the emergency room with hemorrhage. Well, guess what it's often related to? Often it is related to the fact that they have been taking the abortion pill. So they go to the ER, they're hemorrhaging, and that's what their admission is classified. And it's never even connected back to the fact that they actually took the abortion pill.
So we don't have data.
We don't have data. That's exactly right, Jonathan. We have no data on this.
So it's a big lie.
It's a big lie. Surprise.
Mm. Yeah. It's money.
It's always about money. The money.
Yeah. It's murder for hire. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was just going to ask you a question, or maybe make a statement, and you respond. I, as a pastor myself, and having ministered for several decades, and having a lot of women come to me who have had abortions, and 201, they were extremely burdened with guilt.
Yes.
And needed, someone to carry them back to the arms of Jesus, really, because of that. But and that was way before the abortion pill. In hearing you share with us about what's going on with that, from my past experience, it seems like the abortion pill is going to create a larger body of women who are going to be carrying great burdens of guilt and shame.
Yes.
And that's a sad, but it's an unfortunate factor.
Well, way back in the day when the abortion pill in any form first started coming out, James Dobson made a comment that I think is just as true today. He said the abortion pill has the potential to be more harmful than the surgical abortion, because the abortion pill, a woman does it to herself. She takes the pill and she puts it in her mouth and she swallows it down.
Wow.
While the surgical abortion, very frequently a woman was put to sleep and just woke up and it was over. And so it has the potential, in my opinion, to do more damage to her emotionally than even many surgical abortions.
And then also because of that, as you'd mentioned, she will see the baby.
Yes.
After it has been expelled.
Yeah, one client told us that she called the abortion clinic back and said, "What am I supposed to do? I just delivered my baby into the toilet." And the abortion clinic said, "Close your eyes and flush." Mm-hmm. This is damaging to girls. Yes. This is unfair to our women.
Wow. Well, once again, Sue Chess with CareNet on the Treasure Coast of Florida, and we're talking about the fact that the abortion pill is now it can be reversed in many cases, which is fantastic. 3,000 lives have been saved so far that we know of, right? Maybe more. That is tremendous. And so, Sue, once again, tell us about the banquet, and then we want to just lift up and pray for those that are listening today that may personally be impacted, or maybe God's touching your heart to become involved, maybe as a part of the solution.
And maybe this stirred up something in your heart.
There you go.
A past abortion.
There you go.
And you want to call the center today, 772-828-3168. There are people who care, people who have been where you are, that will listen and love you and care.
Amen. Amen. So it's not too late.
No, it isn't.
To get help. It's never too late to get help. And, you know, so help is available. And that's, you know, that's part of the reason why I'm so glad that you're available to come on air and talk, because you never know who God's going to direct to be listening. So someone may have a pen. They may not have got the number. Let's give the number slowly. So take this number down, or you can call the station. We'll get it to you.
772-828-3168.
And the dates of the banquet again, and the phone number if someone is kind of last minute like me looking to try to slide under the door.
March 10th or 11th at the Mid-Florida Event Center in Port St. Lucie. Thursday is going to be your best bet because we have a few more spots available there. And you can call the center again, 772-828-3168, and ask for Debbie or Elia.
Very good. Very good. Sue, it's always great to have you come and join us. We're so glad that that we as a station are honored to be partners with you in the great work that you do. And it's just exciting to know that in the midst of all the darkness, and we could, you know, there's plenty of that in the news, so we don't need to talk about that. But we're talking about the answer. There's a solution. Yes. There's answer. Then answer. There's healing. And someone may be at the very end of your rope today and just have despaired totally and may feel as though life is not even an option. And so we rebuke that spirit of suicide. Amen. And we would call you to the cross where there is love, there's acceptance, there's forgiveness, and there is a new beginning.
Amen.
And so you can be, you can be healed. And yes, it will be a life process, but you can be healed. Sue, why don't share whatever you have, and then let's just pray over those that are listening today.
Let's just pray.
Amen. Okay. Praise God.
God, I thank you so much that you are
God Jesus.
Of forgiveness and the Amen. Great healer you are. As well.
You are.
So you not only forgive us for anything in our past, but you also
yes.
heal us.
Thank you,
for
Father.
The future. And you take the very things that become ashes in our life and you build upon them to bring
Amen.
Beauty from ashes.
Amen.
What an incredible creator you are. You're
Thank
amazing.
You,
God, you're truly
yes, you are,
amazing. With the way
Thank
that you take
Father.
Our broken pieces and you put
yes.
it back together again yes. into a thing of beauty. Something we never could have believed could be formed.
Yeah.
And yet you do it. You are the creator.
Amen.
So, God, we thank you for anyone listening who is ready to come to the cross, ready to say,
Thank you, Father.
Lord, here am I, heal me, that you would help them to do that right now, that they
yes,
will come
Jesus.
To you in repentance so that you can heal them, cleanse them, and turn them around in a different
yes,
direction.
Jesus.
Thank you, God, for all you do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It is never too late. You have breath. It's not too late. Make that call one more time. Give the number again.
772-828-3168.
And we're so glad you joined us today. This is Wednesday Live, WCNO in Palm City, Florida. This next song's entitled Revival. We've been playing it off and on from week to week because we are confident that God is the answer for America, and God has an answer for your life and for every life. And that's why we are here. The Good News Station is here to turn the lights on and show the way for those who are looking to find their way home. And God is so ready to receive you if that is your heart's call today.
Only you, only you can heal our land. And only you can make things right again. Back to you.
hearts ablaze. We wanna see people changed. We wanna see revival, revival. We wanna see mercy win the hopeless to hope again. We wanna see revival, revival. We wanna see lives restored.
I just had to really play that after hearing Sue's heart.
Yeah.
Wow. Because, you know, it is so awesome that God's people are being raised up and are responding to what's taking place. And God bless you, Sue, and thank you so much for what you do. I am hopeful that we have Jennifer on air. Jennifer, can you hear me?
I can.
All right. Now, Jennifer, we were looking for someone that was at the David Phelps concert and maybe someone who won a ticket to give us a report firsthand.
Okay. Well, I am both. I was
both.
At the concert and I won tickets. So first of all, I just wanted to say thank you so, so much for the tickets. My husband and I went, and we were thrilled that we did. We actually thought about not going because we had a roof repair that my husband was doing, and our water heater all went in the same day, so
wow,
we were a little
my.
Frustrated. And then I remembered your words saying that, you know, please, if you take the tickets to go.
Right.
So I said, we have to go. And so we did, and it was awesome.
Fantastic.
We really, really enjoyed it. I haven't been to a concert in a long time, and it was just really, really wonderful.
Well, that is tremendous. So, Jennifer, you understand the importance of these things. I know when I, you know, years ago, it seemed that Carmen or somebody, or, you know, there was a Jesus festival or something was going on all the time. And there were just great events and opportunities for young people to go to, for couples to go to. And there was so much of that. Nowadays, there is not as much of it. What would you say to New Hope Church? How important is it, do you feel, that they keep bringing artists to town and this becomes a part of what the Christian community does?
I would encourage them to definitely continue and to promote as much as they can so people know about it. I mean, social media is probably one of the best ways to get it out there and have all the listeners share the information, because I think people that may not have been exposed and they go with a friend, I just think it would be awesome for people to have that available to them. And the venue that they had set up was wonderful. It was clean, it was organized, parking was great, the whole facility was perfect the way they had it set up. So it just definitely encouraged them to please continue doing that.
Fantastic. Now, are you from the Treasure Coast area? Did you drive in from out of town, or are you, kind of close by?
Actually, we're from Port St. Lucie.
Okay, so good deal. So you're
not too far.
Excellent, excellent. Well, may God bless you and your husband, and I trust that the water's not coming through the roof and the water heater is fixed, and you were able to get all that done along with enjoying a great concert.
It's all good, and we appreciate the blessing.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and what station are you listening to?
WCNO 89.9.
All right. Blessings to you. Have an awesome day. Thank you.
Thank you also.
Sure. Goodbye.
That was sweet. Appreciate that.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mal and Paul, where are they?
They're just coming in.
All right. We haven't heard from them in what? A couple weeks? Two, three weeks?
There's been issues that have gotten in the way. And they're willing to wait, and more important,
they're
things
flexible.
Get done. Sure.
There we go. Well, our friend Paul has been growing spiritually these last few weeks, the experience of deep reconciliation of broken relationships and the godly transformation of certain attitudes following his hand injury has enabled Paul to be spiritually refreshed. The movement of God in Paul's life has so enriched his witness that he has a fresh desire to reach out to others. He has given this desire to God in prayer and spent hours in quiet contemplation seeking direction. Through all of this, some strategies are beginning to emerge. One in particular has got Paul all excited. Before he begins to assemble the pertinent elements of this idea, Paul knows he needs to run it all by Maul.
Hey, Ma, you got a minute?
Well, I might even have two. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've been praying heavily for the last week.
Well, you know, I noticed you were taking extra long for your morning prayers. But I figure you were adding all them exercises to get your hand up and running.
Well, I did that for sure. But, you know, the Lord done give me something I just had to pray harder to understand. So, do you remember old Riley Spilliker?
Wow, that's a name out of the past. Ain't that the one that sold his plumbing business and went into the metal sculptures?
Yeah, that's the feller.
Yeah, he welded those pipes, gears, and other metal scraps into statues. I remember his whole backyard was filled with them things. The weirdest things I ever seen. I was visiting his wife, Carmella, one day, and old Riley came in the house and invited us to see his latest work. Pa, I gotta tell you, that metal monstrosity he put together may be the ugliest thing I ever seen. Looked like a meteor had collided with a garbage truck. He said it represented man's inhumanity to man. I told him it looked more like man's inhumanity to metal.
Well, I'm thinking of old Riley because of what he did to market all them sculptures.
You know, I noticed one day in his backyard it was nearly empty. I thought old Carmella had finally put her foot down and made him take it all to the landfill.
Nope. Old Riley put them all on eBay and got several thousand dollars for them.
What? But this old junk.
Well, man, to some folks it was treasure. That's how it is, Ma. O'Reilly found a platform to exhibit his artistic efforts, and it paid off.
Well, what does this have to do with your praying?
Well, and you know, I was also thinking of old Mirabella Hightower. You remember her? She is the one who got a fishbone stuck in her throat, and when the doctor removed it, she found out she could sing like an opera star.
Yeah, I remember her for sure. She was at the church for a while and tried out for the choir. That was before the fishbone incident. And the choir master didn't waste any time in discouraging her. Her singing was so bad, the birds flying near the church would just fall from the sky. I'm telling you, the Audubon Society took a dim view of that.
And the pastor was afraid they'd sue the church, so he put Mirabella in charge of the children's church on Sunday. Well, that put her in the fellowship hall during services.
Well, I heard that she'd hear the hymns being sung, and she would sing to the kids. Several of the parents complained that they'd pick up their children after the service and they'd be crying uncontrollably. Seems their little brains couldn't handle Mirabella's high notes.
And then, after the ER visit, while she sang in the grocery store one day, it was that hymn Ave Maria so many folks like to have at funerals, and everyone in the store was mesmerized by her voice.
Yeah, old Eric Bauschlick, the manager, said when she finished, everyone was in tears.
So then someone suggested she let others know of her gift. and she got on Facebook with videos, and before you knew it, some music producer gets her on TV.
So, I know all these stories are leading up to something, Paul. I'm just wondering when you might arrive at your point.
Well, I'm just illustrating the issue that some folks have, something going on in their lives that's bigger than them, where they have an urge to showcase that gift or ability. Eventually, they find an approach that works. And that's right about where I am today, Ma.
You know, Pa, I've known you for several decades. And when you get like this, I'm always a little bit cringy inside because I'm afraid you're going to come up with some wild and reckless plan.
Ma, I can't believe you just said that. I mean, I don't do wild and reckless.
You don't? What about the time you repurposed our walk-behind lawnmower into a food processor? Took me 5 hours to clean all them vegetables off the walls and ceiling of the kitchen.
I apologize for that, Ma. I just needed to make a few adjustments, and that thing would have revolutionized our cooking experiences.
Yeah, just like putting that 5-liter Mustang engine in the tractor would have revolutionized our farming experiences.
Ma, all I needed was to design a bigger stabilizer bar so the tractor didn't roll over every time I made a turn. And of course, I should have worn a helmet during the prototype stage.
Pa, I know you mean well, but some of your great ideas turn into disasters. I don't want to discourage your creativity, and I certainly don't want to get in the way of your serving the Lord, but I also want to survive your ideas so I can enjoy my old age.
Well, ain't you already doing that?
Pa.
All right, Ma, just kidding. Anyway, you wanted me to get to the point, so here it is. The Lord done give me a strong leading about sharing my faith. My renewed faith, I should say, after all my recent struggles and the growing I've done. I dealt with so many of those biblical principles, what impact our lives, and what Christians need to apply to their lives. I got a lot to share with other Christians. Why, just like old Riley Spillaker and Mirabella Hightower, I got something that's bigger than me, and I got to find a platform suitable to share it.
And is that why all that plywood got delivered yesterday?
No, Ma, that's to re-roof the hen house. Now, I'm talking about a media platform, and I pretty much decided to get a YouTube account and have a channel on it.
You want a YouTube channel? Pa, what on earth are you going to do with that?
I'm going to share the fruit of the Lord's victories in my life, Ma. I got a lot to say to folks about what He's done in me. It's bigger than Bicker's Corner. God is pointing me beyond this little speck of ground and towards the horizon.
Well, Pa, normally at this point, in your sharing of a strategy to accomplish something, I'd begin to issue you some stern warnings. But in this case, I'm actually in favor of your plan.
You really mean that, Ma?
I sure do. You have a way of expressing yourself that's kind of unique. And I know that folks will listen to you. Even sometimes when what you're saying is not really that important because of how you speak and tell stories. So your testimony of how God is working in your life might just be what others need to hear. And if God is truly in this, He'll bless it and grow it.
Well, well, I didn't think you would jump on my bandwagon so quickly. Usually you have to grab a hold of my ideas and rip out the large pieces and then crumple the rest together into a shape you like.
Now, Pa, it ain't exactly like that. Usually I'm just trying to keep you from seriously injuring yourself.
And I do appreciate that, Ma. So, I'm going to set up my computer with all the software I need to record my thoughts and get in touch with YouTube to set up a channel. I thought I'd build me a studio in that shed behind the barn, you know, where it's nice and quiet.
Yeah, that'd be a good space, but there ain't no electricity out there.
I know. I can just set me up a generator.
Pa, we don't own a generator. Does that mean you have to go out and buy one?
Nah, I'm just going to repurpose the lawnmower.
Oh, Lord, Pa, not again.
Well, I figure Ma will help Pa find a better means of powering the shed. And we have to appreciate Paul's passion to share his testimony. What has God done in and through your life these days? Everything God does is meant to bless more than you and me. The stories of His love draw the lost to the cross and believers deeper into the throne room of the Almighty. We all have several platforms to share Christ with the world. Are you taking advantage of those that you have? Well, Ma and Paul, so great to have them with us today, joining us right here in the studio. That's quite awesome for them to share a little wisdom from Bickers Corner. And, of course, it's great to have you, our family of listeners, right here at Wednesday Live.
Yeah.
89.9 Palm City, Florida. And we want to remind you that this hour, in part, is brought to you by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And I also want to remind you that going on this week, right until Friday, the Inspired exhibit. Wasn't that neat that Sue had actually been there?
I know. Yeah, it's good to hear something about
it. Watch your mom print a page from the Bible.
That's it, from the Bible. So I understand that there are right at 100 exhibits. This is quite a large thing and a wonderful opportunity to be able to get in and see some rare Bibles, manuscripts, archaeological finds. These will all be on display. They are on display at Hope Sound Bible College. And the Inspired exhibit takes visitors through 9 areas, each staffed. And this will help explain the story of the Bible's transmission, translation, what generations have endured around the world to have a copy of it. This, of course, is at Hope Sound Bible College. That's at 11298 Southeast Gomez Avenue, Hope Sound, Florida. And, of course, the dates that started on Monday the 28th is going to run through Friday the 4th. And daily from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. I believe 7 o'clock is the last entrance. So 11 to 8 right there in Hope Sound here in the Treasure Coast of Florida. An amazing display of rare Bibles, manuscripts, this exhibit that is right there at the college.
Isn't there a lecture this evening at 7?
There is going to be a lecture this evening, and I'm trying to, I don't have the schedule of who's speaking when, but I know Josh McDowell is a part of this. He is going to be there tonight.
Tonight, I think.
Tonight. It's his night. That's right. I see it. Josh McDowell, Wednesday, 7 p.m. It was right on this flyer. Thank you, Karen. And, of course, Danny McCain. Some of you know Danny McCain. He is a part of this season of special showing. And also Scott Carroll, who is the director of Inspired Exhibit. And we want to also lift up a shout out to Evergreen Private Care and Benjamin Crawford, who have covered the cost, making this exhibit possible right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. Well, we have about a minute left, and I want to say that we have very soon coming Prayer and Share.
It's just around the corner.
Right around the corner. Karen, give us the update. What are the dates, and what can people expect?
I believe the dates are April 4th.
Yep.
5th.
Nope. 4th?
4th. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
My apologies.
That's okay. All right.
It'll still be going on the 5th, too.
April 4th through the 15th.
Something
plus
like that.
That's Monday through Friday, of course.
No, 2 weeks.
Yeah, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. We will be here, and you'll be listening to us talking about things.
And, of course, this is the time we look to raise our listeners' support for this ministry. Very important time, very strategic time.